Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories, we tell your embarrassing stories, and we love it when you tell your own embarrassing stories. We're here to bring laughter and levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How was your week?
Okay, Katie.
I beat you.
How was your long week?
How was your month?
I'm over here just perfecting my Cyndi Lauper, like, drive to work, drive to podcast, you know, karaoke, When You Were Mine song. That's it. That's all I got.
What
are you doing over there? You are in your studio. You are in Maryland. You are, like, settling into your new life. And have you brought the magic over there?
I'm trying to bring the magic. We've been here for 3 weeks now, which is so crazy to say. This is our first podcast recording separately. Mary Kate's in LA and I'm in Maryland, and that is wild. But thank you so much to Matt over at Project LA, who is making this magic happen, and to my husband, Mirage, who's also making this happen on this end. But yeah, we've been here for 3 weeks. It's pretty exciting. You know, it's been bittersweet. It's been a lot of emotions. I have not finished one space in this house, as it takes a lot of time, but I'm starting with the dining space. That's going to be number one.
Great.
And yeah, it's just, I was thinking back, I had written in my notes to talk about, which is so stupid now, but I was like, when it happened, I was like, oh, I got to talk about this. Then we didn't end up recording for like 3 weeks. But the last week that I was in LA, I didn't have a car, as you remember, because you came and picked me up when we went thrifting.
I remember.
Because we had shipped our cars ahead of time. So I didn't have that. And so I got an Uber. I had my haircut in Glendale. And then I was just like, oh, let me just like walk around and see what there is to eat. And I found this really cute little like Korean rice ball place where they had like little meats inside of rice balls, like little cones. So delicious. So I ordered like four of them to try. I was the most excited about the shrimp one because it just looked amazing. Well, I didn't realize when I got it that they had rolled them kind of like a candy wrapper, like twisted on both ends. So I just thought that they twisted it at the top and it was like a little baggie. So I'm sitting there waiting for my Uber on the sidewalk, busy Brand Street in Glendale across from the Americana, where it's, you know, always crazy busy. And I go to pick up the little rice ball cone out, and of course, the entire thing falls everywhere because the bottom fell out. So it fell all over my feet, all over the sidewalk. Of course, the one I wanted to try the most, the shrimp one, which is like splattered all over the sidewalk now.
Why would they curl it like a candy wrapper?
I guess you're just supposed to know. I don't know.
You're supposed to carry it like this, like holding both ends. Like, this smells really good, but I can't do anything else because I'm just holding. I have to use both hands for this.
I know. I don't know. I mean, I guess people who are in the know just know already. But also, they're probably not like shoveling it into their face like the second they get their to-go order. They probably take it nicely out at home. Meanwhile, I'm like, going through the bag like a rabid raccoon trying to like get this freaking rice cone in my mouth. I went all over the sidewalk. And then while this guy's staring at me after that happens, I like trip and my phone goes flying out of my hand onto the ground. It was just a very funny series of stupid events that was embarrassing.
Your phone.
It didn't go into the food, but it went on the sidewalk and just flew out of my, it just looked ridiculous. Like I looked ridiculous, like flinging rice cones about, like falling and splattering at my feet and then my phone flying out of my hand and me tripping. Like it was so dumb and funny.
Ridiculous. I will say I want to normalize restaurants creating packaging that encourages us to really take our time to eat. You know, that's what it is. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Sorry that that happened to you. You're probably on camera somewhere. Somewhere there's an Instagram
video
of you doing that.
And I hope they laughed their asses off watching it.
I will find it and I will laugh my ass off.
So yeah, that was a funny thing that I remembered.
That is so funny.
Yeah, we're here. I'm sure I'll have more to say. I feel like still sleep deprived and just going a mile a minute and trying to figure it all out. I'm definitely feeling overwhelmed with how much there is to do. So I'm trying to just, like, I've been just being like, you know what? I'm going thrifting. Bye.
Yes,
like,
that's great.
So much to buy for the house. So there's a ton of amazing thrift stores around here. A lot of cheap stuff, a lot of cool stuff. So I've been exploring the area and just trying to really, you know, distract myself in that way.
Also, go outside and listen to the sounds of nature in your backyard that you've put on reels so far. It's so peaceful out there. It sounds
so pretty,
alive with summer sounds, crickets, yeah. And the raging river outside your house and
the cicadas. Yeah, it's really pretty.
That was the word I was looking for.
Like, I knew you. I knew what you meant. There's little frogs and crickets and cicadas and birds. And it's so, I saw a freaking bald eagle yesterday. Yes. I was like, where am I? This is so cool.
That's so cool.
So yeah, I'm definitely.
Those. Can you start feeding them? Can you hold up food and just let it swoop down? Like you hold up a fish from the river.
Yeah. I feel like it would have to be like an entire like fish for an eagle
if
to come
you
get it.
Do that, Katie, and someone captures your image doing that, that'll be my first tattoo right here. Right here. It'll be you feeding a bald eagle with a fish from the river you are standing in with wellies and waders.
Now I'm obsessed and I have to make that happen. And I guess every day I'm going to be standing at the end of my property holding a fish to the sky, hoping that an eagle comes.
I think you're
going
to need more
me.
Than a fish. You're going to have to do like a stuffed animal cat. Not a real cat. Just like make it look like a cat. And then
now they're smart.
Down.
They're like, nah.
Yeah, they're
I
like,
don't smell
are you
anything
kidding me?
There.
I see the price tag. Yuch.
Maybe, yeah, I would hold up like a whole chicken, maybe like a rotisserie chicken.
It's like Thanksgiving. You're like, I got to borrow this. It's like the whole meal.
I need
meal.
This turkey in the sky. Would you also get a tattoo of me holding a turkey?
No, that's a better tattoo.
With an eagle grabbing it?
I won't
do
it now.
Is that okay too? Can I do any meat? Can I do any meat, any food?
I want the Thanksgiving turkey from your table. That's it. That's the only way I'll get the tattoo now. You ruined
it.
Changing
the rules on
yourself. Okay, whoa. Should we call this gal?
But
we doing a
anyway,
call?
Yes. Okay, so for our first story, we have a caller. And I saw her viral story on TikTok. I loved it. I was cracking up. Her handle is It Was Always Joy. And she's bringing the joy. She's hilarious. She is a great storyteller. I recommend stopping what you're doing right now and giving her a follow on TikTok. It Was Always Joy. She's so funny. And I know her story. Mary Kate doesn't. So you get to be surprised with everybody else, which is exciting.
I cannot wait.
Let's give her a call.
Call of joy.
Hello?
Hey,
hi,
Joy.
You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Rep podcast. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. We are so excited to hear your story today.
Thank you so much for doing this. Oh. We're so excited.
Of course.
Oh my gosh. I have not heard the story. Katie has, and so I'm just riding along for the first time.
She gets
time.
To be surprised blindly with everybody else, so that's always fun.
Okay. Embarrassing story. Probably never had one quite this embarrassing, and I didn't think that it would gain. Of course, nobody thinks that a story that they never intended for everybody to see will gain the attention of millions, but
exactly.
Here we are. on a date, like a third date, with this guy, and we were just going to run some errands together on a Sunday afternoon. So we went to get breakfast first, and then after we were getting breakfast, we were going to go to a couple of stores, but he wouldn't get gas. So we stop at this Wawa, and I'm like, oh, man, I haven't been to Wawa in a while. I want to go in and get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm notorious for if I get an iced coffee, I get the same one every single time, and iced coffee. It's a 24-ounce iced coffee. I get it with whipped cream on top and no actual ice in the coffee. Quite a bit of coffee.
I love it.
In the moment, it didn't dawn on me that maybe this isn't the best idea, like when you're going to be running around and certainly on a date. I wasn't thinking of that in the moment until I got like, I maybe had like sips left in this iced coffee and my stomach was starting to really bother me.
No.
I'm like, okay, I think I can hold it together enough to just get through this and get back home because we weren't intending to spend the whole day together because he had plans later in the evening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he was such a sweet guy at the time. He was like, oh, you know, really doting on me. Oh, do you need anything? Do you want to get this? Do you want to get that? So when for him to take me home, he's like, well, I'm going to stop by this place I really like and get some food. And, you know, you can eat lunch even though we can't eat it together, just so you can have something to eat and I'll take.
What a sweetheart.
Like at this point, I feel like my forehead is starting to sweat because I'm trying to play it cool.
Oh, no.
I don't want him to know that anything went on. And we get to the restaurant. And at first, I wasn't even going to get out the car. And he's like, oh, no, come in because I don't really know their menu like that. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't want to move. So we go in the restaurant, and as soon as I started walking, I was like, I have to get to a bathroom. Oh. In my mind, I'm like, I'm not going to make it home.
Code red.
So I asked, code red, okay? So I asked one of the ladies who works there, you know, is it, you know, do you have a bathroom I can use? And they don't, they're speaking Spanish, and I didn't understand because I don't speak Spanish, but he did. And so he's like gesturing towards the back. And, you know, when I ask, you know, can I use the bathroom? The girl's just smiling and nodding at me. So I'm like, okay. So I walk to the back of the and there's two bathrooms. I can tell like there's like the little picture for two different types of bathrooms. But one, the one that I was going to go in had a paper on it, but the words on the paper were in Spanish. Couldn't understand it, but you know, the bathroom was open. It was clean. It was actually a really nice bathroom, really spacious, which was great for me because I'm going to be able to use the bathroom and nobody else is going to be in here but me.
Okay, perfect.
So I use the bathroom, I wash my hands, and I come out and I feel so much better. Like, knew I needed to go to the bathroom, wasn't going to make it home. So we're waiting for the food. We're waiting for the food because I told him, just order me anything with chicken and rice. So we're waiting for the food. And one of the comes from the back, like from the kitchen. And you can tell that just by the look on her face that she's angry. Oh, and no. I can't understand what they're saying. But, you know, you can tell body language and facial tone and gesture. So I know that she's upset. And he stopped talking to me mid-sentence and looked over at them. He's like, wait, I think they're talking about us.
Oh, God.
Is the food done? So he gets up, he goes over to the counter, and he's telling them, like, oh, I'm trying to understand. He's like, my Spanish is not that good, but I understand a little bit. So they're talking to him, like, a little bit slowly and repeating things. Oh, and finally, he goes, oh. And he looks back at me, and he looks back at them, and he's, like, saying something, like, really low so that I can't hear. And so they're putting the food in a bag and they tie up the food and he gets the food and we walk out and we get in the car. So at this point, I feel better. You know, my stomach isn't bothering me. I've had a great day, had my iced coffee, had my breakfast. Yeah. I'm going back home. I got good food. And the fries, you could tell the fries were really fresh. Like I could feel them warm on my leg because I'm sitting in the seat with the bag of food on me. So I open up the bag to get one of the fries that I ordered. And I go to put the fry in my mouth, and the guy was like, you don't think that's going to upset your stomach, do you?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And I felt myself get hot, and I looked at him, and I was like, what? He was like, oh, well, you know, they were saying that you use the bathroom, and you flush the toilet in the bathroom, but that bathroom is not working. The bathroom is broken. So when you use the bathroom, they knew that you had used the bathroom.
So
and I was like,
oh,
he's like, yeah, it was a sign on there. They said it was a sign on the door. I was like, the sign was in Spanish.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it said.
It was already broken. That bathroom was already broken before he went in. That's
it was
what it
already
said in
broken. The sign on the door was saying that the restroom is out of order, but I didn't know.
Right.
I was mortified. I put the fry back in the bag and just tied it back up. And I just was like, I just wanted to cry because I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing.
He should have kept it to himself at that point because that's just awkward, you know? And you'd already left.
That's, know what?
Like,
that was
a one What date. Did you think I was going to do? Use the bathroom in your seat? Like, I'm just eating a french fry. And I'd already used the bathroom and you knew that.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think he was probably embarrassed just because he was the only one of us between the two of us that understood what was going on because he was able to communicate with them and I wasn't. So I think he felt embarrassed just in the moment. I don't know.
So he's like, I can't handle this embarrassment alone. I've got to let it out.
Right.
I've got to.
Exactly.
So he was the embarrassment bathroom in your car, basically.
Yeah. He probably could have just let it go and just like kept that to himself. But I don't know. In the moment, maybe he was just angry and embarrassed. I don't know.
Did you see him again?
Well, he did invite me to go out with him like later in the week to go to the beach or something. Okay. And I didn't end up going. And things have kind of fallen apart since then. So, I guess I'll always be the date that blew up the bathroom,
listen,
I guess.
Listen. You're going to be much more than that. You are, this story, this is what we're here for. This story is, we find like the gems, and this is a gem of a story.
It's so relatable.
Mm-hmm. It, are the odds? It is like a perfectly stacked chess game. You know what I mean? And it was like game, match, point. Like,
and I think also what made it worse was that like the night before we had gone out with some family of his that was in town. And so we'd been bar hopping. So I think just me having like alcohol on my stomach and then breakfast on my stomach. And then I added the ice, the 24-ounce iced coffee with whipped cream. It was like the perfect storm rumbling around in my belly.
But I do think that maybe it saved you because you share, I don't know if you want to share this or not, we can cut it if you don't, but the rest that you shared about him on TikTok that I saw, it doesn't sound like he was the amazing guy that he seemed to be from this date. So.
No, he definitely didn't turn out like, again, he was so sweet, like just the night before of us going out and hanging out with his family, we'd had such a great time and, you know, he made sure that I didn't have to drive because he knew we were going to be drinking. So he Ubered me from my house He Ubered me to where we were going to be. Then he Ubered me back home. And then the next morning he came and picked me up for us to go run these errands. And so, you know, even though I was like severely embarrassed, he reached out to me the next day like nothing had ever happened. He asked me to go to the beach with him for the holiday, which I was down to do. And then like the night before we were going to leave is we were going to go to the beach like 9 a.m. in the morning. And so the night before we were going to leave, we're just talking on the phone. He's like, okay, well, I'll go ahead and book the room. And I was like, book the room? Mind you, I have been on two and a half dates with this guy. I'm not going anywhere and staying in a hotel room with you. Like,
right.
And I verified. Yeah. I was like, so do you mean that we're going to like sleep in the same room, like sleep in the same bed? And he was like, well, yeah. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I'm not comfortable doing that. So he's like, oh, okay, well, let me change the plans around and I'll give you a call back. He never called back.
Oh.
I called just to verify, like, do I need to be getting myself beach ready in the morning or not?
Right.
I waited the next morning because I knew what time we were leaving. I sent him a text at about 7:30. He never responded. And I didn't hear from him for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear from him again until the next day because we had plans the next day to go to like this amusement park. And so he called me and he was like asking me if I was going to go to the amusement park. And I was like, oh, I'm just kind of surprised to hear from you because I didn't hear from you yesterday and we were supposed to go to the beach. Yeah. He's like, oh, well, he told me he did end up going and his car got towed. And then he goes, oh, and by the time we left the hotel... And I'm like, oh, so you went with somebody else. We. And I think he said it without even thinking. So
stupid.
I was like, oh, we. So you went with somebody else. And he's like, oh, yeah, just a friend of mine. I was like, oh, okay. So he's like, oh, okay. So what time are you going to be ready to go to, you know, this park? And I was like, oh, well, when I didn't hear from you, I made other plans. So
good,
I'm not going to be
you.
Able to do that today.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, and he did end up, I think because I kind of, not caught him in a lie, but just kind of caught him telling me that you didn't go with me because I wouldn't stay in a hotel with you. So you went with someone else who would do it, which is fine. We're just dating. But like ghosting me for the whole day and acting as if we hadn't made these plans when you just made the plans with someone else, that just wasn't cool.
That's absolutely terrible.
And so the next day when he texts, the day after that when he texts, he's like, oh, well, you know, to be honest, I did end up taking somebody else because, you know, you act like I wasn't going to be able to touch you. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm not acting.
Wait.
You won't be able to touch
me. Yeah. Yeah. You called him out, and I love that.
You called him out, but also it's really funny that he was trying to justify the fact that he went in and slept with someone else in a hotel room because you wouldn't do it with him. That does not make him look any better at all. Makes him look
so
a lot
worse.
So I think
maybe, like, in hindsight, maybe he was being, like, so... Like, the first two dates we went on, like, we went to dinner the first night. The second night, we went to the bar hopping with his family that was in town. And then he wanted me to run errands. And it's like, he was, like, doing the most.
You were
because
married.
Because you had this planned in your mind that you were going to ask me to go to the beach and stay in a hotel room? Is that why you were being, like, overly kind? I don't know what it was, but yeah,
I think
no.
so. I think he was slimy. I think he was just, like, trying to be, like, create intimacy with all these things. Because running errands is something that you do with somebody that you've been with for a while, you know? So I do feel like he was trying to just like create this intimacy. So you would be like, oh, yeah, I mean, I guess so. Like, OK.
So I'm going to put a spin on this and say that you were protected that day by that embarrassing story. Because you know what?
And, you know, so many people in the comments said the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think so.
It was it was all kinds of like similar stories. Like some people were like, oh, that's your husband. That's you. That's going to be the one. You know, I had this same scenario and him and I have been married for 8 years. It was so many comments like that. But then there were other comments like, that was your intuition and your gut telling you something wasn't right
your gut.
With that.
Your gut
that,
told
that,
you.
That match.
Yeah,
right that match
straight
was
up.
It.
Straight up. I love it. Thank yeah. you so much, Joy, for sharing your
Joy.
Story. And I already told
oh,
everyone to follow you on
welcome.
TikTok.
Thank you so
it
much
was
for having
Joy.
Me.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
You're the best. Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Ooh, that gave me that. That was a Halloween embarrassing story.
Right?
Ooh. It's like we heard the story and then it was like, oh no, we haven't heard the rest of the story. Like, oh yikes.
Yeah, you think somebody's one way and then
you gotta break a bathroom
so
sometimes
up.
To get out of a situation. Okay.
Trust your gut. Trust your gut. That's what we get from that
trust
story.
Trust your bowels when they tell you you have diarrhea. Okay, so.
Trust the runs.
That's a hot take. That is a hot take. Okay, so this, my first story is from Reddit and Anonymous writes, I was in freshman year of high school and I was a bit of a creep back then. Ooh, this is a good follow-up to last
one.
Didn't talk, didn't shower, long stringy hair.
Ugh.
I had a huge crush on this artsy hipster girl in one of my classes. We were all reading silently and I wore shorts while I had my leg crossed against my lap. I noticed instantly, you know that, Katie, instantly the look of recognition. You're like, what are you doing? I noticed the artsy girl staring at my eyes like a deer in headlights. Confused, I let her have at it for a while before making eye contact and responding with a curious eyebrow raise when she did not waver. She furrowed her eyebrows in response, somehow intensifying her gaze so it almost looked like her eyes were going to pop. So she's like, this is an eyebrow conversation. I suddenly just knew that my penis had been hanging out of my boxers and was perfectly visible from her point of view. I quickly placed my feet on the floor, and she gave me a stern nod, promptly turned beet red, and disappeared behind her book for the rest of the period. I still go to the same school as her, and I can't even look at her without remembering the scenario. And now, this is weird what he writes, okay? But they write, I made a complete transformation, so I'm a lot less creepy and clean cut now, but geez. He doesn't need to say that, I don't think.
Well, was it a dirty dick because he didn't shower? Is that what he's saying?
Oh, okay.
He's taking showers now. Now he's showing a clean peen. He's sprouting a clean peen to show to the world.
I think maybe if you're going to wear shorts, I'm not a guy. I don't know. I don't have the knowledge here. But if you're a guy and you're wearing shorts and boxer shorts, maybe don't cross your legs that way in a classroom where it's obvious that maybe you could – be flashing everywhere.
Well, how big are these shorts? Like, I feel like they had to be like massive.
I'm
like, they must be like
Umbros.
Oh, okay, like soccer shorts. Like, and he's got, yeah, because it has to be a perfect storm for it to like flop out of the boxer shorts and be shown on the bottom. But I mean, it happens.
It's so, so funny though. Like, that is something I will never have to worry about. And that's a relief because we have
but
so many
also,
period stories.
Also, how did he think she was looking at his eyes? Like, they're nowhere near where
well,
his
no,
junk
it's the
is.
Desk. So what you have is like, you've got business on top, party down below.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, she probably turned around to, like, see if someone was going to pass the hand out to her, and she made
turtle head.
His penis first.
She turtle-headed it. Okay, gross. Well, okay.
What is turtle head? This is my what is it? Hunch over crab in it? What did you say before? Shrimp walk?
Shrimp in it? You gotta boiled shrimp it. Yeah. Ew, boiled shrimp out the pants. Sounds really gross. Okay. Okay, my next story comes from Quora, and Brendan Howard writes, 2 weeks before my family moved from very rural Wisconsin to Lafayette, Indiana, home of Purdue University, not rural, I was burning trash in a 55-gallon drum out back behind our house.
Can you just pause there?
I know, it's
Can
really
Can you
say random.
That again?
Okay, so this guy is moving from Wisconsin to Lafayette, Indiana, but he says 2 weeks before they move. So he's still in rural Wisconsin.
But he's just the burning trash part.
He's 10 years old, and he's apparently burning trash in a 55-gallon drum out back.
Okay.
Being 10 years old and not having trash pickup service out in the boonies, this was an activity I readily volunteered to do. Come on, getting an allowance to burn things, a boy's dream.
100%.
On this occasion, not so much. My best guess is that there was some kind of pressurized spray can in that week's trash. It was windy and November in Wisconsin, so being close to the burning barrel was nice to keep warm. I heard a distinct pop, and the next thing I knew, there was a decent-sized fireball coming straight at my face.
Oh, God.
When I opened my eyes again, the fake fur kitty jacket hood around my face was completely on fire. Amazingly enough, I stopped, dropped, and rolled, and I put it out. It was at that point that I realized, while there was no visible flame, it still felt like my entire face was on fire.
Oh, no.
Longer story short, I ended up with 2 to 3 degree burns on my face. The doctor prescribed a special cream that would minimize scarring while the burn healed. I literally had to wear it 24/7 or I might look disfigured today. Fortunately, I don't. The cream was brilliant white and super thick, almost like I put, So you know where this is going because he's moving. Almost like I put sour cream on my face and I had to wear it for the next 6 weeks straight.
Get out of here.
Just when I would be spending a month attending my new school in Indiana. So he's 10. I'm like picturing poor Sebastian because they're almost the same age, like having to go to a new school and start all over with freaking thick sour cream all over your face, this thick white paste. Like that's how you have to introduce yourself to the kids. Yep. God love them.
Yep. But, you know, oh, God, that's just awful. That's so embarrassing and so sad. I mean, but so, then when the cream comes off, it's beautiful. You know, it's a beautiful reveal.
So there I was. In the hallway, outside my brand new third grade class, face covered in frosting, hearing my new teacher give the build-up speech to introduce me. It didn't matter what she said. As soon as I walked through the door, it was gasps, laughter, snickering, whispering. Kids can be so cruel. So it continued for the next month or so. I was the freak kid in school.
That's awful.
Aside from the constant teasing, social isolation, etc. that took place, there was one silver lining to my month of humiliation. I learned firsthand what it's like to be viewed as an outcast, a minority, and an undesirable, a freak. That actually developed a lifelong view of not judging a book by its cover. Yes, I'm still not immune to recognizing differences in people's appearances. We all do this. I don't care how PC you think you are. But I believe I do it in a more constructive, positive manner now due to my own experience.
Okay, I love that last part. I have to say, looking like you got a pie thrown in your face all the time is not something that I can erase, but I like the positive message. Also, if I'm that teacher, I'm not going to do a whole, hey, why don't you come on in like it's the beginning of a basketball game. I'm going to be like, okay, you have to wear cream on your face. Look, just sneak in the back. And I'm not even going to introduce you to the class.
It's pretty wild. The poor kid. Like
she gave him an intro and he had to walk in with like this big pie in your face.
He said it was like frosting sour cream, like thick white layer all over your entire face. Yeah, like you had a freaking cream pie thrown at your face. And you have to just sit there and be like, hey, this is me. This is what I look like now. This is how you're meeting me for the first time.
If I'm his parents, I say you don't have to go to school for the first
time. I know. I would homeschool him too, right? You would have to just figure it out. Maybe they both worked and couldn't do it, but it's I would have definitely been like, you're off school till that's off your face. Cause it's hard enough. Like school's hard enough.
If you have I don't know, if a bird poops on your shoe, you're like that person. But yeah. The fact that it looked like a bird pooped on your face, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a poor kid. Oh, it's horrible.
You know what? Yeah. Also, maybe
But it made him stronger. It made him stronger, and he learned and grew from it. And
exactly.
It makes him less judgmental. And that is, you know, it's nice that he was able to, like, turn it into a positive spin and be 100%. Like, this helped me help shape who I am as a person, you know? So that's kind of cool.
What so many embarrassing moments do is they shape you as a person. And I think you grow up. I think a lot of comedians most likely have some embarrassing moments. Well, they now record them or they spin things into these like beautifully hilarious stories because of all this like humanity in an embarrassing moment. Whoa. Don't burn your trash at home, kids. By yourself. Okay. So
moral of the story.
This is Abe from New York City. And he writes, I want to start by saying I love your podcast.
Thank
nice
you.
Email. Here's my story. I'm a musician. I mainly play drums. I've been drumming around New York in different bands for about 10 years. And while I love what I do, it hasn't afforded me any long-term relationships. I decided to do something bold on Tinder last year and write that I worked on Wall Street as my job. This isn't a complete lie because I have worked on Wall Street as a bucket drummer.
As like a busker? A busker drummer. But like a busker, like people just like collecting change on the
sidewalk? Yeah, like drumming your heart out on a drum, I guess. On a bucket.
Mm.
I wish I could have seen your
face. A bit of a stretch, but I love that for you. You know, getting creative with it.
Sure,
okay.
You're on Wall Street.
Yep.
I didn't change anything else on Tinder, just that my job was working on Wall Street. I did it as a social experiment, but also to see if what a man does really matters to people. At the end of the day, I'm looking for my soulmate. Predictably, I got a lot of interest from women who also work in finance. One lady caught my eye, and I vowed to change my profile back as soon as I chatted with her. She was cute, funny, well-read, and was data analyst for a hedge fund. After some seriously funny texts, she agreed to go out with me. I bought a new shirt from Beacon's Closet for the occasion. We met at a bar, and she started asking me about my job right away, making small talk. Instead of answer, I did a highly effective thing where I ordered a round of drinks and asked her about her job. So I answered her questions with more questions. I know I come off as an asshole, but she was cute and funny, and I just lied to her face. Well, at least he's being honest, you know?
Yeah, now.
With us. So
not with her, with us. He's being honest with us.
What I liked most about her was her sense of humor. We played a game where we told each other's fortunes, but the fortunes sucked on purpose as we got progressively more drunk. That's so cute. By midnight, I got her to admit that she really liked music, but lacked the guts to ever take piano lessons. It should have come clean right then, but I didn't. At the end of the night, when the bar kicked us out, we were both flush with beer and joy. I kissed her and asked if she'd go out with me again. She said, of course. And her smile lit up the whole street.
Aw.
That's the end of the story.
I love that for them.
So it's not. I'd spent everything I'd saved from my last three gigs on that date. I had to make up for lost money and threw myself at every possible gig. I played gigs in bars at night with some buddies and sold some gear and bucket drummed. A few days after my date with this girl, I was bucket drumming near the corner of William and Wall Street, just sweating my ass off and making pretty good money. This is where it gets embarrassing. I looked up and there she was. She was in a suit and heels and holding a coffee. She pushed her sunglasses on top of her head and said, Abe, like she was reading a gravestone. I froze. I was mortified. People just kept walking by and I jumped up and I tried to explain, not knowing how the fuck someone finds you in the middle of New York City with 8.5 million people. I ran out of steam explaining and she straight up walked away and ghosted me.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, I know what you wrote. I deserved it, but that moment was mortifying.
Yeah, that sucks. You can't start a relationship on a lie, though. And like you already, you got her there to the date. So you did have the opportunity to be honest on the date and let her decide. But
does it prove
a woman that works on Wall Street is likely not going for a busker. But,
well, also, can you imagine being her and you're walking down the street and you're like looking, you're like, oh, my God, what is this noise? And then you just look down, and you see this guy that you dated that didn't.
Yeah.
Necessarily say anything about his job, so he didn't further lie maybe, but he's bucket drumming. That would be so crazy. I think I would go out with him again instantly. I'd be like, what is your life?
Yes.
Let's do this. But I mean, that was just me. So, but well, that's embarrassing though.
Wait, is that your story?
That's it. That's the whole story. No. Yeah.
No, I was your
bucket
story?
Drumming and this girl was not into it.
No, you were the girl on Wall Street.
No.
You were the girl on Wall Street.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Thanks, Katie.
My next story comes from Quora, and Lillian Strong writes, so my crush was talking to this other student in class. I went over to him to give him some notes, and the other student turns around to talk to me. The first thing I realized when I started talking to this dude was he was stoned, extremely stoned.
No.
As soon as he turns around, so the guy that she's talking about to start talking to is not her crush. It's her crush's friend that he was talking to, just so that's clear.
Okay.
The stone guy is the friend.
Okay.
As soon as he turns around, his eyes go wide. He looks at me and goes, oh, shit, Lils. I never knew your forehead was so big.
What?
I legit thought there was a truck coming at me.
What?
I'm sorry. A what now? I was baffled. First of all, my forehead isn't that big. And second of all, even if it was, there was nothing I could do about it. I already have side bangs. It's not that easy to estimate the size of my forehead with those. My face went red. I tried to laugh it off. It was that awkward. I don't know how to respond to that laugh. Yes, haha, my forehead is big, whatever. Unfortunately for me, this stoner dude doesn't know when to shut the fuck up.
Okay, whoa.
He goes on to say my forehead is at least 3 potatoes long.
That's ridiculous and rude.
3 potatoes long. I have never felt that uncomfortable before. This rando talking about the size of my forehead in front of my crush, who, by the way, was almost choking on his laughter. I quickly shoved the notes into the guy's hand and ran away. There wasn't a point in retaliating. This dude was high as fuck. He was in no state of mind to comprehend an insult. The stoner dude forgot about the size of my forehead the next day. My crush didn't. He still makes the 3 potatoes long joke. Now I just laugh along, genuinely.
That's really funny. 3 potaeus is a really long.
3
forehead.
Potatoes long.
You oh, said I thought I was imagining them this way. Like,
oh,
like,
you. Oh, like. Wow. You're picturing them lengthwise. See, I'm picturing them horizontally because I feel like that. Yeah, I don't know. Like they like stack up with lines. Like yes. They're like horizontally. But if they're lengthwise, she's got a really long forehead.
If they're lengthwise, she's a conehead. Like there's just like, no,
straight
with
up
side bangs. A conehead with side bangs.
That's a pretty like whoa. Wild burn in front of your crush. That's like that's so random. It's like so random.
The amount of people who just shoot their mouth off that without thinking and embarrass someone on it who like someone else is. I mean, if I had a nickel for every one of those, I'd be a billionaire, right?
I know, right? And you're just like she was just like sashaying over there to like you know be around her crush, and yeah. She got burned.
And you know that guy is going to be the guy that makes the speech, right?
She's a baked potato.
She's a baked potato head. 3 potato head. Okay. Okay, this is from, my next story is from Dale from Texas. And he writes, my grandma passed away back in 2017. It was sad for sure, but she and my mom had a pretty serious falling out when my sister and I were teenagers. And so we hadn't spoken to her with any regularity for most of our adult lives. Sad. It was sad because we were her only grandchildren and she had to spend the last couple of years of her life being pretty lonely. That's the end
that
of the story.
That is terrible.
Just kidding.
My I grandmother, hate this story.
Yes, that's it. That's it. My grandmother lived in a pretty big house in a suburb just outside of Houston. She doesn't have tons of stuff, but she definitely had some things that needed going through after she died. When she passed quite suddenly, my mom couldn't bring herself to go over to her place and begin sorting through what was there. So that job fell to me and my sister. So off we went to my grandma's place and began the slow process of going through all of her worldly possessions. We began in the basement and we worked our way up. There were a lot of lamps, photos, clothes, etc. in the basement. The main floor of the house was mostly kitchen stuff and knickknacks. There was a pretty amazing tea service from the 1800s. Katie.
All right. Okay.
Finally, we made our way up to her bedroom on the second floor and we went through her closet and chest of drawers. Pretty much old lady clothes and jewelry. We were nearly done. And all that remained was the master bathroom and the bedside tables. My sister was cleaning out the bathroom and I started on the nightstand. I cleaned out the top drawer and there was nothing particularly notable. And then I opened the bottom drawer and there arranged by ascending size were 4 dildos.
Oh, nice, Grandma. 4 ascending size 4 dildos.
Dildos. Can you imagine? 4 dildos. I let out a shriek and my sister came running in worried I'd hurt myself somehow. I couldn't bring myself to say what I just found, so I pointed to the drawer. My sister let out a shriek that was nearly identical to mine. We gotta get those things out of here, I said. My sister nodded. We grabbed a trash bag nearby. I threw on some dish gloves and tossed them in the bag and ran downstairs and threw the bag immediately in the trash. We were both so mortified that we have never brought it up since. Can you imagine? Someone's grandma? Go for
someone's it. Someone's I mean, grandma is getting it.
I guess, I don't even know what that says. Like what just, it's kind of cool. It's like kind of a, like, whoa, that is
the
so
the drive was still there.
The vibe was still there.
The vibe was vibing. And it was still vibing. She was vibing on into her later days.
I wonder if as she slipped away, she was like, shit, the dildos. Like, it was one of her last thoughts. Like,
No, the dildos. I mean, I guess they were like protected from her own daughter, though. Just your grandkids saw it. I don't know if that's worse. Yeah, it's probably worse.
They're probably worse, right? So your strange grandchildren, you like have not had contact with. That's how they go out.
I forgot that part in all the dildo talk.
But also, that's right kind of funny. Window. Like she was isolated. She like
maybe that's better. It's like you don't really know them,
right? Yeah. You're just like whatever. Just donate these.
She was too busy vibing. She was vibing to her own beat. Okay.
I like it.
Okay. I have another story from Quora, and Matt Chambers writes, I wasn't sure I'd ever share this. I thought about it for a while, but I've decided to. Some may chuckle, some may get pissed, and I don't blame you. I was in high school. Morning announcements was broadcasting over the PA system. They announced that a student had died last night, one of the special needs kids. Let's have a moment of silence for the lost. Silence. I'd been feeling some discomfort since I sat down in class and it was building.
No.
I almost asked your face.
A moment of silence for this kid who died.
A moment of silence for the kid that just passed away. Oh. I almost asked to be excused to the restroom. Then it lessened. About the time the announcement for the loss of the student began, I realized I could no longer contain myself.
Oh, God.
Sweat was dripping down my temples. I carefully leaned and attempted to cautiously dispel my pain very quietly. I failed in an alarming manner. It was amplified not only by the curved wooden seat, but by the total lack of sound in the moment of silence. It was also just horrendous in its volume. Everyone died laughing, but I was extremely embarrassed. I gave a weak smile as the mirth slowly died down. Then someone from another classroom shouted their approval for my flatulence. They were probably like, nice fart, bro.
Wait, someone in like, another classroom heard it?
Because you know they like have the doors open, I feel like, for the classroom announcements or whatever. Another class, it was that loud and amplified that another class heard his like thunderous rocketing fart come out of his butt. The class erupted again in laughter, even longer this time. It's at this point the teacher catches my eye. An elderly man and very strict. He didn't connect with his students, instead intimidated and lectured them. He met my eye and I saw murderous intent burning brightly there. Once things quieted down, he leaned over his desk, his face flushed dark with rage, and shouted it was the single most disrespectful act he had ever witnessed in his life. And if I ever did such a thing in his presence again, he would see me expelled if it's the last thing he would ever accomplish. I nodded and just wanted the class to be over. I was famous for it briefly. What a thing to be remembered for.
It's awful, but it's so funny that the teacher heard that fart and then had to like, or didn't even have to. He just was composed enough to say that kind of speech, that kind of like, that is the single most disgusting thing ever. I mean, like the fact.
He was livid.
How do you not, I mean, is.
It's but I'm clearly, sure he thought he did it on purpose because it's like moment of silence and then he rips the loudest fart ever and it's so disrespectful because his kid just died. It was a special needs kid. Like, it's horrible. It's so awful. And I'm sure that like they all thought, oh, this kid took this opportunity to like rip a fart when really it was like an embarrassment and an accident.
It was a perfect embarrassment moment. And this teacher just probably thought, yeah, exactly. Like that kid's a sociopath, basically.
Yeah. He's like, what a freaking psycho.
And people will do anything to get attention is what he was thinking. But this kid, meanwhile, just, it was like a bolt of lightning in the moment, the worst moment possible.
The worst moment ever.
That's why I love doing this. It's really fun.
Right? I have one more quickie that I thought was really funny. This one is anonymous. I was a sophomore in high school in biology when I suddenly needed to use the bathroom. They always had sign-out sheets, so I was signing myself out right in front of my crush's desk. I bent over and arched my back so he'd have a nice view of my ass in my American Eagle jeans.
Great.
I'm bracing for stuff going on. It's pretty funny. I even wiggled it around a little bit. I was a flirt. I get to the bathroom and realize I was just wagging around my period stained ass for the whole world to see.
That is not good.
And it was really bad too. It looked like the flag of Japan bad.
What?
I had to wear my friend's sweatshirt around my waist for the rest of the day. And I definitely know my crush saw it because he was a really nice guy and said something to my female teacher while I was gone so she could let me know. I am cringing just thinking about it all over again.
He came up to the teacher and was like, I think she has her period.
Yes. Because she literally was wagging her butt in his face. She like went to go sign in the sign out sheet and was like, I look good today. Look at my ass. And she's waggling it all around, flirting it up. And she's meanwhile just wagging around her period ass for him to see.
He must think either, well, clearly he saw what was really going on. But if it was me, I'd be like, okay, is she into some weird, what happened? What's going on here? What's really going on here?
What is this like a dog in heat situation where she's on her period and she thinks I'm going to be into it? What does this
like
mean?
This.
What does it
like
mean?
I don't like that.
That's our show.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.